mountain rests upon your gigantic back as a pivot for churning the ocean of milk. From holding up the huge mountain, a large scar-like depression is put in your back, which has become most glorious. And now it comes to Lord Varaha. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of a boar, all glories to you. The earth, which had become immersed in the Gabodaka ocean, at the bottom of the universe, sits fixed upon the tip of your tusk like a spot upon the moon. Wonderful. So then it goes to different incarnations. And it ends, O Lord of the universe, O Keshava, O Hari, who have assumed these 10 different forms of incarnation, all glories to you. O readers, please hear this hymn of the poet Jayadev, which is most excellent, an awarder of happiness, a bestower of auspiciousness, and the best thing in this dark world. And then, O Lord Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you, who appear in the forms of these 10 incarnations. In the form of Matsya, you rescue the Vedas, and as Kurma, you bear the mountain Mandara on your back. As Varaha, you lift the earth with your tusk, and in the form of Narasimha, you tear open the chest of the Daitya, Hiranyakashipu. In the form of Vamana, you trick the Daitya king Bali by asking him for only 3 steps of land, and then you take away the whole universe from him by expanding your steps. As Parushuram, you slay all of the wicked Kshatriyas, and as Ramachandra, you conquer the Rakshasa king Ravana. In the form of Balaram, you carry a plow with which you subdue the wicked and draw toward you the river Yamuna. As Lord Buddha, you show compassion upon all the living beings suffering in this world. And at the end of the Kali Yuga, you appear as Kalki to bewilder the Mlechas. Hare Krishna. Okay, so we will give this book now back, and then we will sing. It's said that this is like the dark, the lamp which destroys the darkness of Kali Yuga. So let us experience this. Hare Krishna. Ralaya payo ditya le dritavan asi vedam vitava hitra charitram akedam keshava drita Mina sharira chayena gadisha hare chayena gadisha hare chayena gadisha hare Alaya payo dityale dritavanasi vedam Vitavahita charitam akedam Keshavadita inasharira Jainagadisha Hare Jai Nadisa Hare Laila Gadi. Iti havi pulata reti statita vapreste. Dharani dharana kina chakra gareste. Kesava drita koma shadira chayragadisha. Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Sarani Dharana Kina Agra Gadeshte Sati dashana shikare taranita valagna shashini kalanka kaleva imakna kesavadrita shukara rupa jai jagadisha hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Shukara Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Kara kamala varena kam atutta shingam Dolita iranya kashipo tanu bringam Kesavadrita narahare rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Thank you. Alaya Sivi Kramone Balem Adbuta Vamana Paranaka Nira Janita Janapavana Ketavadita Vamana Rupa Jai Jagadita Hare Jai Jagadita Hare Jai Jagadita Hare Kshatriya Rudhira Maye Jagara Pagata Papam Napayasi Payasi Shamita Bhavatapam Kesavadita Vrigopati Rupa Jaye Jagadita Hare Jaye Jagadita Hare Jai Jagadita Hare Namaya Rasi dekshorane de patikamaniyam Dashamukha malim balim ramaniyam Keshavadrita ramacharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadita Hare Jai Jagadita Hare Siva Pushi Visha Deva Sanam Jala Tabam Halati Biti Milita Tamunabham Ketavadrita Haladhana Rupa Jai Jagadita Hare Jai Jagadita Hare Jai Jagadita Hare Thank you. Aninda siyak ya videra ha ha shuti jatam Tadaya hridaya dashita pashugatam Ketavadrita bhuta sharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jutti Jata Echani vahani dhane kalaya sikarabam Tumake tumi vakimapi karalalam Keshavadrita kalki sharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Shriraya Deva Kave Ida Mudita Mudaram Sinu Sukadam Supadam Avasaram Ketavadita Dasavida Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jaya Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jaya Nisingare Jaya Vara Hare Jaya Vara Hare Jaya Vara Hare Jaya Vara Hare Vara Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Sira Prabhupada Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Padavraja Kacharya Astuto Sata Sisi Matis Divine Grace Sila Ave Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai His Confounder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem se kaho si Krishna Chaitanya, O Prabhu Nityananda, Si Advaita Gadadha, Si Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinata, Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govadan ki jai, Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai, Navadvip Mayapur Dham ki jai, O Ganga Maya Yamuna Mai ki jai, Bhakti Devi, Tulasi Devi ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Go, Gaur glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled, no glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sisi Guru Chiranga, and glories to Sri Prabhupada. Ah, Davis, tomorrow. Right. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, Hare Krishna, it is not that today is the appearance day of Lord Varahadev, but tomorrow I'm informed, actually it's every year like this, I should have remembered that today is Ekadasi, and how was it, and we are having this Ekadasi fast, and usually we should break the fast tomorrow, so we have to break the fast tomorrow. This is what it was. So then we are in a dilemma. Tomorrow is an incarnation of the Lord, and usually one has to observe the incarnation day of the Lord by fasting for His pleasure, purifying our consciousness. However, because we have to break Ekadasi tomorrow on the appearance day, and it is a must, one cannot change this, therefore we are fasting today for tomorrow. So with this, with this explanation, I want to also say that today I will give a lecture for tomorrow. I will discuss today the incarnation of Lord Varaha from Srimad Bhagavatam. And I hope it will be accepted by Lord Varaha. technically, we can say that before each festival, the custom, Vedic custom, is to celebrate an Adivas festival. Adivas means a preparation, which is meant to purify the heart so that at the time when the festival takes place, the heart has become a dham, a holy place for the Lord to appear. See, Vaishnavas do not wish that the appearance of the Lord is only limited to a particular day, but they hope that the Lord will appear in the heart every day. It's an interesting concept. So we will have a verse today which is written on the blackboard. Is it the second canto, chapter 7, text 1? Is it this verse? Good. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The first demon, Hiranyaksha, appeared, and the Lord pierced him with his tusk. Since the beginning of creation, the demons and the demigods, or the Vaishnavas, are always the two classes of living beings to dominate the planets of the universes. Lord Brahma is the first demigod, and Hiranyaksha is the first demon in this universe. Only under certain conditions do the planets float as weightless balls in the air. And as soon as these conditions are disturbed, the planets may fall down in the Garbhodaka ocean, which covers half the universe. The other half is the spherical dome within which the innumerable planetary systems exist. The floating of the planets in the weightless air is due to the inner constitution of the globes and the modernized drilling of the earth to exploit oil from within is a sort of disturbance by the modern demons and can result in a greatly harmful reaction to the floating condition of the earth. A similar disturbance was created formerly by the demons headed by Hiranyaksha, the great exploiter of the gold rush. And the earth was detached from its weightless condition and fell down into the Garbhodaka ocean. The Lord, as maintainer of the whole creation of the material world, therefore assumed the gigantic form of a boar with a proportionate snout and picked up the earth from within the water of Garbhodaka. Sri Jayadev Goswami, the great Vaishnav poet, sang as follows. Vasati dashana shikare dharane tavalagna shashini kalanka kale vanimagna keshavadrita shukara rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha. Please sing. Keshavadrita Shukara Rupa, Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare. O Keshava, O Supreme Lord, who have assumed the form of a boar, O Lord, the planet Earth rested on your tusks, and it appeared like the moon, engraved with spots. Such is a symptom of an incarnation of the Lord. The incarnation of the Lord is not the concocted idea of fanciful men who create an incarnation out of imagination. The incarnation of the Lord appears under certain extraordinary circumstances, like the above-mentioned occasion, and the incarnation performs a task which is not even imaginable by the tiny brain of mankind. The modern creators of the many cheap incarnations may take note of the factual incarnation of God as a gigantic boar with a suitable snout to carry the planet Earth. When the Lord appeared to pick up the earth, the demon of the name Hiranyaksha tried to create a disturbance in the methodical functions of the Lord, and therefore he was killed by being pierced by the Lord's tusk. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the demon Hiranyaksha was killed by the hand of the Lord. Therefore his version is that after being killed by the hand of the Lord, the demon was pierced by the tusk. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur confirmed this version. Hare Krishna. This is a very interesting detail. I will now first encourage my youngest audience. Mandali, wir haben jetzt wieder die Lecture. Da müsstest du jetzt wieder versuchen, die Zunge zu kontrollieren und nicht sprechen. Huh? Ja, nun spricht die aber noch was an. Sie will nur ein Sandisch haben. Ach so, das muss sein. Ja, das ist klar. Mandali, du kriegst jetzt ein Sandisch und es ist nicht eine Erpressung, aber dann musst du ruhig sein. Ja, das schaffst du. Yes. Children are very... See, exactly this has gone away by modern education, that what's in your heart, the child immediately has to put it out. There is no barrier, but we have so many barriers for good reasons also. It's not that this is bad, but sometimes these many barriers create a problem. So it's not, it's said when you come to spiritual life, devotees who are in spiritual life are sometimes appearing like children. You can see immediately what is in their mind. So this is now the beginning of our own explanation. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesa Shunyavadi Paskachyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Here we hear very nice description about, it's almost a little new for our understanding, that the earth can be in its position due to the oil which is within it. And we hear actually that just like that there was an attempt made in very, very old times by a demon called Hiranyaksha to bring the earth out of its position, nowadays also by the demoniac attempts of modern men to drill so much oil from the earth, there is a serious threat to its position being made. This we hear. Now the incarnation of Lord Varaha is very, very amazing and very, very special. And today I want to read to you a few sections from Shastras and one section from the lecture of Srila Prabhupada about this incarnation of the Lord. Normally, when we hear of a boar, we are immediately not so enthusiastic. I remember when Shishtikata and there were a few other devotees and myself stayed in the Kulua farm. There was a great threat by boars who used to come from the jungle and eat the production of the fields. And there were always shooting going on in the night and the flashing of torchlights to get the boars away, because these boars who come from the jungle are very, very dangerous to human people. There are two kinds of boars. One is the village boar, which is engaged in very, let me say, unusual eating habits. And then there is the boar from the forest. And this second boar is extremely dangerous for man. It is extremely dangerous. When it charges, and usually they kill people once they charge, when they angreif. And they charge very easily. Oh, they are so much anger in their head that they are immediately attacking, and you have no chance. I mean, they're very, very, they're murderers, they're killer boars. Yes, so we saw the watchmen, they had their own little house above the ground so that the boars couldn't get them, and they were standing with their guns and the torchlights to get rid of these boars. So the boar is not so much appreciated amongst human beings, and here the Lord takes on a form of the boar. And we might think, this is a little difficult for us to really appreciate. Now, it's very interesting to note that the acharyas use this form to make a very important point. They say the Lord is never a part of this world. Also not when he takes the form of an incarnation, where he comes to the world. He's always totally transcendentally situated. And they use the example of the boar incarnation. Although, by ordinary standards, the boar is an unwanted animal, which you do not You'd never think of placing him on the altar or anything connected to him. You never would think of using it on the altar or anywhere. When the Lord comes as a boar, then he is a very transcendent boar, and we must worship him. This is a point which the Acharyas use, and there is a very nice verse in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which goes like this. All the sages uttered with great respect, O unconquerable enjoyer of all sacrifices. Here the sages worship Lord Varaha. All glories and all victories unto you. You are moving in your form of the personified Vedas. And in the hair holes of your body, the oceans are submerged for certain reasons to uplift the earth. You have now assumed the form of a boar. So they say, you're the personified form of the Vedas. You're so absolutely pure and transcendental. Let us now hear from Bhagavatam a little about the boar incarnation. We hear now from the third canto, 13th chapter, about Brahma, who is thinking. Brahma thought, while I have been engaged in the process of creation, the earth has been inundated by a deluge, this means a flood, and has gone down into the depths of the ocean. What can we do who are engaged in this matter of creation? It is best to let the Almighty Lord direct us. This is a very wonderful thought of a devotee. When something unexpected happens, where we really do not know any solution, then we must turn to the Lord and ask him for directions. So Brahma had just seen the planet Earth is no longer where it's supposed to be. Most probably he had no real clue where it was. It was just somewhere in the universe, in the big universe. And he felt powerless to do anything about it, and therefore now he turns to the Lord. Let the Almighty Lord direct us. This is very, very important, this turn of, let me say, attention also in our lives. There are situations where we become overwhelmed by the circumstances, where we just do not know what to do. And I can tell you very honestly, our project Goloka Dham is at the moment again in such a situation. We really do not know in what direction it will go. We feel it will go in a direction, and we know it will. It is not the first time. It has happened a few times on the road of our working. So it's a time for the devotees who live here to turn sincerely to the Lord and say, please direct us. So Lord Brahma did this. Therefore, I think you can understand why he is the leader of our sampradaya. Now, as he was thinking, something happened which is only where you can see the Lord directly intervened. While Brahma was engaged in thinking, all of a sudden, now listen to this, please don't faint, it is very, very special. A small form of a boar came out of his nostril. The measurement of the creature was no more than the upper portion of a thumb. Very small. While Brahma was observing him, that boar became situated in the sky in a wonderful manifestation, as gigantic as a great elephant. It seemed to grow. Struck with wonder at observing the wonderful boar-like form in the sky, Brahma, with great brahmanas like Marichi, as well as the Kumaras and Manu, began to argue in various ways. So it seemed they had a discussion on the spot. They looked at the form of the Lord, and then they had an Ishtagosti. You know, how to deal with this situation? They asked, is this some extraordinary entity come in the pretense of a boar? They thought, come on, this can't be real. It must be some being who has just made this magical impression that there's a boar. It is very wonderful that he has come from my nose, said Brahma. First of all, this boar was seen no bigger than the tip of a thumb, and within a moment he was as large as a stone. My mind is perturbed. Es ist zu viel einfach für mich. Is he the supreme personality of Godhead, Vishnu? While Brahma was deliberating with his sons, the supreme personality of Godhead, Vishnu, roared tumultuously like a great mountain. It roared like this. Much more beautiful. The omnipotent supreme personality of Godhead enlivened Brahma and the other highly elevated brahmanas by again roaring with his uncommon voice, which echoed in all directions. Came back from. Wonderful. It's so ecstatic. Now, my dear devotees, this voice of the Lord could be heard all over the universe. And of course, on the higher planets, especially where highly sensitive sages live. So when the great sages and thinkers, who are residents of Jana Loka, Tapoloka, and Satya Loka, heard the tumultuous voice of Lord Bor. Wonderful. Lord Bor. Which was the all auspicious sound of the all merciful Lord. They chanted auspicious chants from the three Vedas. Then Lord Bor was very enthusiastic. There was some reciprocation going on. He roared happily, and they chanted these wonderful prayers. And then he became playful. Playing like an elephant, he entered into the water after roaring again in reply to the Vedic prayers by the great devotees. So there was very much roaring going on, but very happy and divine roaring. The Lord is the object of the Vedic prayers, and thus he understood that the devotees' prayers were meant for him. He knew, yes, they are praying for me. Wonderful. So then, now he enters the water, but before doing this, he flew in the sky and he was slashing with his tail. His hairs were quivering. His very glance was luminous, you know, full of light. Imagine, wherever he looked, it was like a spotlight falling on the place. And he scattered the clouds in the sky with his hooves and his glittering white tusks. He was personally the Supreme Lord Vishnu and was therefore transcendental. Yet because he had the body of a hawk, He searched after the earth by smell. So he conformed with the construction of his body, and he looked for the earth by smelling. His tusks were fearful, and he glanced over the devotee brahmanas engaged in offering prayers. Thus he entered the water. This aspect of the Lord, to look at his devotees, is described in great prayers. There is a prayer called Krishna Kripa Kataksha Stava. It's a prayer where the devotee requests the Lord that please look at me. When the Lord looks at us, by the sight long, he will usually, when he looks like us, he will not look straight like I'm looking now at Bhaktadako, but he will look like this. From the side. This is sidelong glance. This is his custom and habit. He looks like this because he's very playful and very joyful. So he will look like this more than like this. This is the custom of the Lord. And when the Lord looks at someone, we have a description in the Srimad Bhagavatam, then something wonderful happens. By his glance, the Lord awakens us to life. Please remember, my dear devotees, how once in Vrindavan, the cowherd boyfriends of Lord Krishna brought their cows to the highly poisonous river Yamuna. Who remembers why the river was poisoned?
Because of the
Makalia snake, yes. And so his boyfriends, cowherd boyfriends, they just drank the water and swallowed the poison and immediately died. Immediately. It was instantaneous. So at that time, Lord Krishna arrived on the spot. He was a little late. His friends had run before him with the cows, and he was a little late. Most properly, he had met maybe the gopis in the forest. Most properly, that was why he was late. So when he came, he saw die Bescherung. He saw his friends were lying on the ground, lifeless. So then he again looked with his celebrated eyes on his cowherd friends, and he immediately revived them to life. And they woke up and immediately felt no complaint of poison, no problem. They were instantaneously cured. So I think from this Leela, it is very clear why devotees wish that the Lord looks at them. We want to be revived. Now, when you look at Radha, when you look at Madan Mohan, Madan Mohan looks a little upward. Have you seen that? He looks a little like this. So at the time of the darshan, we can pray to Madan Mohan, please look a little downward. I'm so down. And I'm standing here in the downer position. Please look at me with your eyes and revive me to life. The devotee knows that to ask the Lord to look at him and change his glance is a big request. So he prays very much for this, and he begs the Lord, please look at my direction. A little while ago, two of our pujaris here had a very interesting experience with Madan Mohan. One pujari felt Madan Mohan should be turned a little bit to Srimati Radharani. And in the course of dressing the deities, they are each day move from the main altar into the dressing room where they are dressed, or the dressing arrangement where they are dressed. So the pujari said to the other pujari, please turn Madan Mohan a little bit more to Radharani, which the pujari did. But then when he looked again, Madan Mohan turned away in the old position. Then the first pujari again said, please turn Madan Mohan a little bit. It should be more, then it's nicer. The pujari was thinking, maybe I'm a little, maybe it was a little bit too early for me this morning. Maybe I thought I had done it, but maybe it was a little bit too early. So she again turned the deity, Madan Mohan. And again Madan Mohan went and turned back into the old position. Again the first pujari said, but please, it's not the right position. It doesn't really look very good with the decorations and everything. Please again turn. By now it was becoming mystical, and the pujaris, well, I think he doesn't want to be turned. But all right, I'm your servant. Again she turned, Madan Mohan. And this time again Madan Mohan went into the opposite direction. So both of the pujaris, Madan Mohan has never done this before. Today he doesn't want to be placed in this other position. And later, the third pujari came and offered an explanation. If Madan Mohan would have been turned the way it was intended, then he would have had to look directly into the cold door, which he didn't like to do. And it would see everyone coming in and out, and was a little distracting and disturbing. How can you play the flute when you are all the time seeing like a Bahnhof, you know, like a train? How can Madan Mohan play his flute? So he thought, no, I will prefer to play the flute today in this, and I will be in my position like this. So Madan, so our Madan Mohan has his own desires, and he is what he is, the supreme independent controller. We are his servants, and we just can hope for the Lord to look in our direction. We will pray to him, please. We will present ourselves nicely at the darshan before the Lord, and we will pray humbly, and we hope he looks at us. It's very important for our spiritual life. Don't try to see the Lord. Try to act in a way that the Lord sees you. This is what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says. Haribo Mandali. So the Lord looked at all his devotees. You can imagine how ecstatic they must have felt to just get the luminous and leuchtenden blick, the glance of the Lord. And then he entered the water. Diving into the water like a giant mountain, Lord Bohr divided the middle of the ocean, and two high waves appeared as the arms of the ocean, which cried loudly. The waves cried as if praying to the Lord, O Lord of all sacrifices, please do not cut me in two. Kindly give me protection. Lord Bohr penetrated the water with his hooves, which were like sharp arrows, and found the limits of the ocean, although it was unlimited. He saw the earth, the resting place for all living beings, lying as it was in the beginning of creation. And he personally lifted it. Lord Bohr very easily took the earth on his tusks and got it out of the water. Thus he appeared very splendid. Then his anger glowing. So this is very interesting. The Lord takes now the earth up. Now the earth is a woman, the earth goddess. And can you imagine what happened to Mother Earth when she was touched by the supremely ecstatic body of the Lord? She was extremely enlivened. She's a very beautiful woman. And in her enlivenment, she said, "My dear Lord, can you please give me a son? We are already so intimately connected. You're carrying me. Please give me a son." And the Lord, who's so merciful to Mother Earth, gave her a son. He was called Bhoma. Later the son, this is very interesting, by bad association, turned against his father, the Lord. This is how powerful bad association is. And became a powerful demon called Bhomasura, who kidnapped many qualified women in his and made a prison-like castle with wires, electric wires around it. And later the Lord thought, "This is too much. My son has become a demon." So now another quality of the Lord manifests. He was totally impartial. He didn't think, "My son needs he's special, he's after all my son." He actually killed the bad demon Bhomasura and rescued the women. There's about 16,000. Was it the Bhomasura? Or was it another one? Was this the... I think I remember it was this one, but maybe... And rescued them. I hope it is correct. Now I'm getting... I will have to look it up in the Krishna book again. Who knows? Was it Bhomasura? Maybe we can... Yes, we can... And give it to our brahmanas. Who is a qualified brahmana here? Shrishtikata. You can maybe look it up. Du weißt, welches Pastime ich meine, ne? Wie der heißt. So it must be... the second part. So we will immediately see if this is... But one thing is sure, the Lord is accepting everyone, even if he is very distant. But the Lord will also, when someone misbehaves, even if it's someone very close, his own son, he will be very... angry at him and kill him. I mean, this means, I mean, you really have to turn into a huge demon. And so then the demon came and said, "Hey, leave the earth where I put it, please." But then Lord Varaha became angry. Then his anger, glowing like the Sudarshan wheel, he immediately killed the demon Hiranyaksha, although he tried to fight with the Lord at first. Thereupon, Lord Boar killed the demon within the water, just as a lion kills an elephant. The cheeks and tongue of the Lord became smeared with the blood of the demon, just as an elephant becomes reddish from digging in the purple earth. Now again, we are very much reminded... to at this moment preach to our mind to appreciate this pastime. Usually, many of our devotees were vegetarians before they joined, and we all have become vegetarians. That means automatically we are non-violent people. At least in theory. Krishna's devotees have to very much observe their heart about this point. Very unfortunately, our violence can sometimes manifest in another way, to be envious at others. Envy is a subtle form of violence which does happen and many which manifests itself sometimes at times. It's jiva hingsa. It's in Sanskrit, violence towards others is means you are envious also towards them. Yes. So when we hear how the Lord killed demons, sometimes we as devotees become, oh no, another demon is killed. This is not very much in my liking because I'm a non-violent person. But you must understand that this killing of the demons is something different than we have in our experience. Just like the Lord, when he comes as a boar, is not a boar the way we know boars. The Lord, when he kills a demon, is not at all killing a demon the way a demon is killed. The way killing is taking place. It's not that he's really angry on the person in a way a normal person is envy, who wishes to destroy the person. Krishna, when he is angry, wants to still liberate the person. That's why all the demons who are killed by him get a great blessing. They can escape the world of birth and death and go into the eternal existence of the Lord, which is full of bliss. Not the bliss which we can experience when we have an active relationship with the Lord, but from the point of material existence, it is extremely blissful. They just merge. Anyways, we Vaishnavas, for us this is like death, but for them it's a great blessing to be absorbed in the effulgence of the Lord. So then the Lord, playing like an elephant, suspended the earth on the edge of his curved white tusks. He kept it there. He assumed a bluish complexion like that of a tamal tree. Wonderful. He became Krishna colored. And thus the sages, headed by Brahma, could understand him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offered respectful obeisances unto the Lord. And then comes very interesting prayers. I will just repeat one prayer which always has struck my attention, because again this prayer points out the transcendental existence of the Lord. O Lord, your tongue is a plate of sacrifice. Your nostril is another plate of sacrifice. Let us say this together, please. O Lord,
O Lord,
your tongue is a plate of sacrifice. Your nostril is another plate of sacrifice. In your belly is the eating plate of sacrifice. And another plate of sacrifice is the holes of your ears. In your mouth is the Brahma plate of sacrifice. Your throat is the plate of sacrifice known as soma. And whatever you chew is known as Agnihotra. Mm-hmm. Yes. So these are different plates of sacrifice which are required for a Vedic sacrifice. Where, and of course, we all understand the situation the sacrifice or yagya is something so entirely pure that even if, let us say, a little child who has, passed in, and it is usually a little dirty because of, this is not coming under the control, the physical activities. So when the child should happen to go to the sacrifice, brahmanas will stop the sacrifice and establish the place of sacrifice somewhere else, because it is the purity is extremely important. But so Krishna, in this form as Varaha, is Varahamurti, is not under these regulations. In fact, his whole existence are just the plates of sacrifice. It means it's extremely pure. Prabhupada comments, and then I will end the class. Krishna's taking the form of a boar is enjoyment. It is not that he is suffering by being in this body. Sometimes a big man becomes a horse. There is a very nice story that a visitor had come to see Prime Minister Gladstone. He was informed that the Prime Minister was busy and had to that he had to wait. After an hour of waiting, the visitor was inquisitive and opened the door to see that the Prime Minister had become a horse by taking his grandchild on his back and playing. The important visitor was waiting for an hour, and the Prime Minister was enjoying with his grandchild. So similarly, when Krishna takes the form of a boar, it is not that he is forced by karma. It is for enjoyment. Krishna has so many lilas, activities. Krishna is non-different from his activities. So, on occasions like today, we can hear about his activities and be benefited. There are hundreds and thousands of incarnations. Just like you cannot count the waves of the river, similarly, the incarnations of Krishna appear continually, eternally. If you take the opportunity to hear about Vishnu's Leela, you will never fall down. Krishna has varieties of pleasure, and if we join with him by hearing about his pastimes, we also enjoy the varieties of pleasure eternally in the spiritual world. That is success of life. Yes. And Prabhupada said, today is a very good day to sing and glorify the different incarnations of the Lord within this universe. The poet Jayadev Goswami, a great devotee, has sung prayers for the different incarnations of the Lord. He offers his prayers to Lord Varaha. All glories to Lord Keshava, Krishna, who appeared as the boar. The earth was held between his tusks, which appeared like the scars on the moon. Hare Krishna. Yes. Hare Krishna. I've finished the lecture here. I hope it was not too long for you. It was quite long. We started. This is 1.5 hours. I'm very sorry if I kept you and from your duties. It almost sounds like a contradiction to ask for questions now, but since it's a courtesy, maybe we will have a few quick questions. I must personally tell you that I think this Leela is extremely important for us, because so often I see, especially in our Western devotees, when they approach Krishna Leela, there is not the proper understanding. They approach Krishna Leela as if the Leelas were something of this world. You can see it when they hear to the Leelas and sometimes listen at and now laugh at totally inappropriate places where it's almost offensive to laugh about this, because they consider the Lord just like an ordinary person of this world, and this is very necessary to correct our vision. So this Leela is very, very good. It's almost a therapeutical Leela to hear the Lord, what the Lord does and how wonderful He does it in this form of a boar, which really we do not associate the form of the boar with anything divine. I think those of you who have seen boars, they will know what I mean. I once saw boars in Macedonia. This wild boars. It was really for one day I could not speak a word else than talking about the boars, because it totally impressed me. You know, I was at a safe distance, and amazing sight. So this helps us to really look transcendentally on the Lord. Yes. Okay, so I wish you a nice day in Krishna consciousness. Today, may I ask, is it Wednesday or Thursday? Oh, Wednesday. Tomorrow, Thursday, then all the devotees will come. So you are already here. Please be so kind to help as much as possible the different devotees to set up the festival. And we really wish to make a nice festival for all the devotees, so that they are just extremely enlivened and uplifted. I think we all are looking forward, especially in our Golokadam winter weather. We need the flames of happiness and joy in Krishna consciousness are very much appreciated to make us warm inside when it's so cold outside. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Haribol.